Welcome to Volcano Bake Meat. I'm Paige.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Grant.
I'm Connor.
And we are continuing with part two of our discussion on female protagonists. As I said, we had a lot of great content, and we wanted to put it into two parts. Last week, we stopped talking about the Valve game Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2, and I would like to talk about a Valve protagonist who doesn't speak, and therefore could be a boring female protagonist, but I think the fact that she's female is really important, who is Shell from Portal.
But, she tries to say Apple the entire game, and we just don't understand.
Yeah, she's just jumping.
But she follows a proud Valve tradition of not talking much.
Yes.
And so it's kind of nice to have the silent protagonist be female just because she can.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that was mentioned before we started recording was that it's interesting to imagine what tone of the game would have been if Shell had been male instead.
If Shell had been Sean.
Yes, because Shell is such a common female name.
But there are a lot of things within Portal, and I'm talking first Portal, it definitely comes up a lot more in Portal 2, but just in the original Portal, that are unbelievably reminiscent of middle school to me. And just the way GLaDOS will say things and put you down in this way that, like, oh, you succeeded. Good for you. Right? And then, like, happy birthday, your parents are dead. And just, like, weird shit that she does.
Your parents never loved you.
Your parents never loved you. And stuff like that where it's blowing it a little out of proportion. This is not really like middle school, but it was totally like middle school.
But that specifically, part of that, it had to do with the female on female dynamic.
It was
dynamic.
The female on female dynamic.
Because GLaDOS was a female too.
She was the power alpha, and you are trying to, like, she's the alpha female, and you are trying to overtake her. So she's gonna give you shit the entire time, the way a alpha female typically does, like I said, in middle school, but just like, it was fucked up, and I talked to my guy friends who were playing it at the time, and I don't think, it, like, they thought it was funny and all this stuff, but it was like they didn't quite get it the way I got it.
I didn't get it until you mentioned it today. I never even thought about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that is not something that I can particularly relate to myself.
Now that you've said it, it makes total sense, but that never even occurred to me.
Well, and I think that's something cool about having more female protagonists, is in some cases it literally doesn't matter if you change the protagonist's gender. It doesn't change the story at all. But I think by having female protagonists more often, there are different stories. Like, I'm not saying, like, this gets into whether men and women are different, whatever, but we do have different social experiences to some degree. And this, like, says that if you have a female protagonist, different stories can be told, because it would have a different, like, Mean Girls is Mean Girls for a reason. And Mean Girls in a weird puzzle world with robots is more interesting than Guy Beats Robot.
Well, it's interesting you were saying having different life experiences, different life experiences demonstrated in games. I wanted to talk really quickly about a game I haven't gotten a chance to play yet, but I'm really interested in.
Now we're not even worrying about the tutorial.
Yeah, now we're not even worrying about the tutorial, but there's this game called Always Sometimes Monsters.
Yep.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I know the premise. Again, I haven't played it. But the idea of the game is it's a very down-to-earth, realistic role-playing game. Pixel graphics, but at the beginning of the game you choose whether you want to be a man or a woman. I think actually you can choose to be trans, you can choose to be I don't know quite how wide of a selection there is, but you can choose different non-binary gender identities and things like that. Again, don't know how wide, but different sections on the sexual spectrum, it might just be straight, bi, gay, race, all that stuff, and you just go through life on a day-to-day basis, interacting with other people and seeing how different people treat you differently depending on who you are and what kind of person you are due to things that are outside of, I mean, it's in the player's control, but outside of the character's control. I don't know, that's kind of getting off topic, but I think that's interesting in the sense of, like, games being an opportunity to see something from that different perspective, because even though it kind of went over our heads as the male players, the idea of Portal being this opportunity to see, like, that sort of female-on-female
Social dynamic.
Yeah, I was going to say violence, but that's not right.
No,
but, like, social violence.
Sometimes violence.
Sometimes violence. She is trying to kill you sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, but definitely the female-on-female aggression.
Yes, being able to see that when I had never been able to experience that since I was not in, I have never been a middle school girl is interesting. And so a game that confronts that more head-on, whereas Portal does it in a slightly more roundabout way. In the first Portal, they really never entirely intended players to know that Shell was supposed to be female.
You could kind of find out pretty easily.
Yeah, but that wasn't the intent.
It wasn't the point.
They made Shell a female character model because they just figured, okay, why not? But they didn't make a big point of it. You kind of have to open portals and look a certain way to even notice.
But it's interesting that even with that little, it adds a level.
Yeah.
Yeah. One really quick side note, not necessarily relevant. I have heard of Always Sometimes Monsters because it's developed by Devolver Digital.
What else have they done?
Hotline Miami.
Okay.
And Hotful Boyfriend.
And Hotful Boyfriend.
Really? Miami? I didn't realize Hotline Miami and Hotful Boyfriend were the same.
Sometimes they absolutely are. They don't necessarily develop.
Also, I just want to say, Hotful Boyfriend, because...
Actually?
Getting to play as a female.
Good
Hotful Boyfriend, amazing. Okay, so, I could talk about Hotful Boyfriend forever for a million reasons, but I will narrow it down to one.
What is the premise of Hotful Boyfriend?
Hotful Boyfriend is a dating sim game in which you play as a female human going to an all-pigeon school. The concept is this world, and they never really talk about it, but you sort of get glimpses of it. Obviously, some big post-apocalyptic thing happened because you're living in a cave and there are, like, random buildings that are just, like, blown to shit. But, you're going to the school. Pigeons developed intelligence. They use Twitter and stuff. Not kidding.
Fully intelligent pigeons.
There is legitimately a blog post written by a pigeon. I mean, like, obviously the developers wrote it, but you can go to his blog. And supposedly this is, like, the precursor to what will later become St. Pidgeton's School for the Gifted,
yes.
Which is where you go to school. And it's a dating sim game, and you go through and you date various birds. And it's hilarious and fantastic, and it becomes so much more than a dating sim at a lot of points that I can't even begin to explain. But if you ever get the chance, treat yourself, play it. That's actually one of those experiences. I love that game so much because it just provided this really interesting experience that I'm like, I kind of want to play another dating sim. Like, and I couldn't find one that, for one thing, was female protagonist. Swear to God, all of them, at least when I search for dating sims, mm-hmm. are you play as a dude and you talk to all these women who steadily take their clothes off for reasons I don't understand. Admittedly, I haven't played any of these. This is just me trying to shop for one.
Most of the videos portray it pretty quickly,
and that's on Steam, and if you just use Google, then you get straight up porn flash game, so...
Yeah, the dating sim, I mean, it was originally the idea... It's very much originally, like, a male-dominated, male-marketed genre, because it's, hey, the marketing to the stereotype of the lonely gamer living in his basement who doesn't know how to talk to girls, right?
But that's so funny, because there are so many lonely female gamers who don't know how to talk to guys! I mean, like, give them another pigeon boyfriend! Well, not even just pigeons! Just give me... I was actually kind of interested in who these characters were, and it just so happened that they were pigeons, right? Like,
all three of us, Connor, Jessica, and I, played the game together, and I was pretty interested in the characters, too.
Yeah, no, multiple times, and then I started playing a million times by myself,
yeah.
But...
My point is, this absolutely crosses gender lines. I thought there were some really interesting characters going on.
Yeah, what I was going to say is they actually, in the way they designed it, they made it very intuitive and it felt very natural just to fall into the female role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
I could do it. I could just get in right into it, and I didn't have any... There was no friction.
Yeah.
No. Can we talk about Rust?
Yes.
Sure.
So, this is another game that I have not played, but I am intrigued by.
Have any of us played Rust?
I have not played Rust. My coworker and I have talked a fair bit about Rust.
I have watched streams.
Yeah, so...
I have not played it.
We have cursory knowledge of Rust.
We have
approximate knowledge of many things.
I have to say, I was intrigued when I was putting together the notes for this one, because Rust is a game where you can play as a man, or you can play as a woman, you can play as various races, and you do not get to decide on any of it. When you buy the game and when you start the game, a race and a gender are linked to your Steam profile, and that is it for life. You're stuck with it unless you start another Steam account just because you hate being that race or gender so much, at which point, re-examine your life.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, you're thrust into an identity without any real choice, like all of us are in life.
Well, I'd like to argue that a little bit. You aren't so much thrust into an identity, you are thrust into a body.
That's true.
And thus you are able to craft your identity for yourself.
That's true.
I am thrust into
Again,
the...
much like in life.
Much like in life. I am thrust into the body of a black man. I don't know, just something. And I get to decide, oh, this black man was originally a woman, but he is still attracted to men. So now he's a trans man who is still attracted to men, thus making him gay. I get to decide all that, and it has absolutely no implication on the gameplay.
Now you get to go cut down a tree.
Exactly. Try to craft a gun.
I could get a black man, and I could be just like an asexual man who cuts down the same tree.
Exactly. It's unique in that you can do whatever... Well, I shouldn't say it's unique. I should say it's a more pointed example of having the physical characteristics and then being able to decide what you want to be.
What is still interesting here is even though you can play in such a way that your race and gender have no effect on things, people have chosen to play such a way that that identify is important to them. I mean, the how you form a, or live in a tribal, you know, not simplistic society is important. And you were telling us about a certain tribe where gender is very important.
Yes. My coworker told me about on one of the more established servers, because a part of the game is that the servers will wipe every once in a while and you will start over from ground zero.
Yes.
So you can't just build a city and keep a city forever. This isn't EVE Online.
Yeah.
The idea is you have to start, you have to build, you have to grow. In one of the more established servers where things wipe every year or much less frequently, there is a place called Lesbian Paradise Island or something along those lines where it is all women, all the time, everyone is very happy, everyone trades, everyone crafts, everyone lives together in harmony, and if you are a man and you approach, you get shot, no questions asked. And it works, you know? They've found their niche, they've made it work on the server, and it works. There's not much more to it than that.
I have to say, as someone who has not played it before, I wonder what happens when troublemaking women come in.
I don't know.
Oh, I know, right?
Because, I mean, that creates very much...
This very idea of a women's utopia,
which I always think is hilarious.
I really want to, like, jump into this game and just, like, fuck it up. But that would imply, like, I'd have to get lucky enough to get a woman character and just...
Well, five of us buy the game, statistically, about two of us will get female avatars.
We're talking about just if there were larger groups of women, things would or wouldn't be different.
Yeah.
In the real world, there is a larger section of the gaming population being recognized who is female. You know, women in games are being more... or women gamers are being more recognized. With the advent of mobile games, they are more widespread, even if they wouldn't identify as gamers.
What's the stat now? 60-40?
That sounds close.
I mean, it's roughly half and half.
It's close enough to
half... I heard 60-40 said to me at some point. I don't know how accurate it was.
You know, it's close enough to half and half... I mean, obviously, it is still a little skewed in the male direction, but not by much.
If we're talking about non-casual games.
Yeah, if we're talking non-casual.
Not as much as characters are skewed, though.
Well, it's nowhere near as much.
Well, it used to be the whole hobby itself, the whole industry, was very much... I can't speak. It was like kind of a boys' club, where women gamers... Let's put characters aside here for just a second. But women gamers were kind of shunned and shied away from it. Just like, no, this is not something that girls are interested in.
They weren't even necessarily shunned. They were just, like...
ignored.
They were unicorns.
Well,
everyone just assumed they didn't exist in the first place, so there would be nobody to shun.
But in that sense, they were kind of shunned, because whenever a girl gamer stood up and said, hey, I'm a girl, I play these games, I've been playing them forever, everyone goes,
whoa,
you're a liar, and fuck you.
Well, they used to. It's less so now, but yeah,
exactly.
No, I mean, like, I still get the, like, wide-eye stare, right?
Girl
like, when
plays
it's like...
games.
Like, so... I've mentioned before, I work for a large retail company that sells video games pretty much exclusively. Take a guess as to which one.
A place where you might stop.
Yeah.
If you wanted a game.
Yes. but, yeah, no, I mean, like, I'll be talking about games to people, and I'll get that look of sudden recognition that I'm not just selling crap that I've been told over the megaphone, right? Like, which is... how I picture the TV that plays in this retail gaming location where you may stop.
It's a bit of a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Propaganda
it just,
bullhorn.
It goes forever, and they'll realize, I actually know what I'm talking about. Like, maybe I've actually played a few of these. And I get that comment of, oh, so you're a gamer. And it's like, yeah, pretty much everyone in here is.
That's why we got jobs here instead of Sephora.
Like, and it's shocking to them. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, other female gamers will come in and they'll kind of give me that look of, okay, well. And they'll be talking and then they get really excited when they realize, oh my god, another one! Right? And it's really funny because there are so many of us. Like, what are you talking about? Like, well, I mean, I definitely get more men coming into the store because I think it's I'm not sure why I get more men in the store, but I do see quite a few gamer women who are there for more than just the casual games. I also get tons who are coming in for casual games, but just, like, this concept that we don't exist is so funny to me.
Well, even more, I mean, this is kind of getting off into the topic of women as players, which is a little different, but the fighting game community is very famous for being mostly male. And I'm not even going to talk about the controversy. I don't want to touch that right now. But I remember, I forget even what conference, like, what we were watching, and you just had a tournament up on the screen, and I heard a girl's voice, and I just kind of keyed in, because it was so weird to hear a female announcer.
Yeah.
Persia's pretty much the only one.
Persia's pretty much the only one, but I mean, just like, it was like, oh! There's one!
Yeah! No, it's exciting. I mean, like, I like watching E3, and like, there'll be the female announcers, and you can kind of tell which ones are just getting paid to do it, and don't really know, or if they know something within video games, they were put on the wrong stage for it, or whatever, but a lot of them actually are. I love listening to Aisha Tyler talk about games, like, even if she's not, like, even if you can kind of tell she's not into the game that she's having to talk about, having her talk about video games is just, it's a treasure.
She still gets it.
Yeah, because she actually gets the core concept of it, and I love it.
Yeah, it actually is a hobby of hers.
Yeah, but I don't know where I was going, never mind.
Yeah, but I think what I meant to get into before we got into the topic of women and gaming in general is, do you think the shift towards more girls in gaming will come out to be a shift in protagonists and female playable characters? Because we have talked before about how we see so many more than we saw 8 years ago.
I genuinely hope so. I mean, like, and I do think so. What I'm finding interesting is, and maybe this is just my very skewed perspective of, like, recency effect thing here, but I feel like a lot of those female characters that we are getting to play as are in more story-driven games. If not in, like, I mean, there are a lot of those, like, Bethesda-type titles where you just get the blank slate and you build from the ground up, right?
Which is great, too.
Which is also really good. But I think if we're, like, specifically pointing out female character, it feels very strongly narrative focus. Am I wrong or crazy?
I don't think so. Personally, I can't think of enough evidence myself to really have an opinion either way, but
well, like,
it sounds about
so
right.
I'm thinking, like, I mean, obviously Tomb Raider has been around forever, and they've been going a much more narrative route lately, but then also, like, even with Jeff's Ellie with Last of Us, for sure. I love Faith Connors from Mirror's Edge, which is very narrative-driven, right? Like
Elizabeth,
even though she's not a playable,
integral to the story, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask an ignorant question here. Have we had a female protagonist in a traditional first-person shooter?
That's what I was wondering, because I'm trying to think of, like,
Perfect Dark,
okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In arguably the most popular and most, like...
Well, because the most testosterone-driven.
Yeah,
so
no,
people don't think of girls as we...
And then there was just one a while, like, a month or so ago that came out. Yeah, it was called... It made a very little splash, because apparently it was only okay, but it was called Bombshell, and the idea is it was supposed to be, like, Duke Nukem, only you play as, like, this brassy, macho chick, but apparently it wasn't very good.
Apparently, I had no idea this game existed.
No, it came out, it got anime reviews.
You just lost one of my lightning round ideas.
I don't remember if it was a first-person shooter or a third-person shooter, but do you remember there was a game that came out a long time ago called Wet?
What? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that the was cover, both, the cover was, it was hilarious. Both, okay. It was like this...
It,
oh bombed.
It was like Brink. It was like, this game's going to be sweet. It's going to reinvent the genre. It's
well, gonna, the demo was awful.
Here's yes. kind of yes. why I think a lot of the time they bomb is because they feel the need to put out a character. I mean, maybe, again, I'm wrong and crazy, but a lot of the times I feel like when they're putting out a badass female character that you would want to play as, they try to make her, like, hardcore, edgy, sexy, but also in, like, the cover is always of... You know, the weird, like, side angle, like, let me show off both my boobs and somehow my ass at the same time. And then, like, doing the, like, pouty chin, like, I don't care what you think, let me show off my body.
And she has a streak in her hair.
And there's always the streak in the hair, and it's always, like, kind of short and, like, not the norm sort of very edgy haircut thing. And the clothes are, like, kind of falling off, but they're baggy at the same time. And, like, you know what I mean? So it's, like...
Trying to appeal to every market.
And it just doesn't work. It's like, I feel like, take, oh god.
It's like they threw a bucket of water on Faith.
Took a black spray paint can to her random spots like
yeah.
this.
And then
yeah.
made her
yeah,
physics
like,
work
all those
like
that
not
you listed,
real person.
Faith has some of those.
She has some.
But enough that it's not overkill.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, Faith is just kind of an edgy chick, right? And they get and there's very good reasons why she's that way, right? But, like, I feel like if you were to take... It. Take Faith Connors and instead, you know, maybe bulk her up a little bit more in the arms so that it's not ridiculous for her to carry a machine gun and shoulder it.
Strongest forearm.
But yeah. No, like, beef her up a little.
That actually leads perfectly to Gears of War. Specifically,
oh, yeah.
Gears of War 3.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the first two games, you had Anya Stroud, who was your intelligence officer and helping you through. By the time Gears of War 3 rolls around, everything has gone to hell, everything is awful. Your intelligence officer is out there shooting shit with you. And gameplay-wise, she is exactly the same as the hulking titan that is Marcus Fenix.
Which is fucked up.
No, she stabs people just as hard, she shoots people just as good.
No, but it,
I'm not gonna.
What's her physique? I mean, like
she. I'm not. Gonna
I'm imagining
lie
as an intelligence officer, probably not as
not
bulking.
Not like Faith.
Yeah.
Definitely more on the wiry end than the bulky end. We're not talking. What's her name? Zenyatta.
No, Zenyatta is the frail,
Zen,
the
yeah.
frail Omnic monk.
Okay,
Zarya.
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 From,
not,
from
this,
Overwatch.
She is definitely not a Zarya, but you know she's still a badass woman. Shooting shit in a shooter game. And then also I would like to bring up, we do have women in the Left 4 Dead series. Their personalities aside, they are there.
Just strictly speaking, those are first-person shooters, so
that's
those
true.
Also
that
count.
Is true.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that
yeah,
out.
No, that's true. And then actually, you, bringing up Overwatch, which of course just released, that is another first-person shooter, which has a multitude of different types of characters, many of which who are female, and many... Most of which are a non-standard, like, whitewash, skinny girl female. Like, I mean, like...
Just Tracer,
Tracer.
Really.
Tracer and Mercy.
And Mercy.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, Mercy...
But she hits the, most women don't have wings, so she hits that.
I suppose that's fair.
Yeah, no, Tracer...
Although she is both the, like, I don't know, hey, it's a pretty white woman who's the healer. Not exactly super...
No, but
still.
But still, I mean, that's
they,
okay.
They've got enough that's progressive.
Yeah, no,
like
yeah,
there,
no.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, no.
You're
going
to have to
criticism.
Recycle ideas, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, no, but yeah, Mercy and Tracer are, like, your two sort of normal women, but then, yeah, no.
Normal.
Like, normal within video games.
Stereotypical.
Yeah.
Stereotypical.
And then, like, yeah, no, just...
You have Zarya,
who's
the Russian bodybuilder. I think she might actually be Siberian.
Yeah, no, she's huge. She's like this big, bulking woman who is amazing. I love her. And she's got like the pink hair going. I want to be her.
I think one of her lines is, I want to hug you like big, fluffy Siberian bear.
Yeah, no, I want to be her so bad it hurts.
One of her spray tags is her, like, and of legit course, wrestling a bear.
May is Bay. You May know, is Bay. She's like yeah. the little, like...
Chinese environmentalist.
Yeah, and she's so fluffy looking.
Yes,
oh,
goofy.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Also, I want to bring up Farrah.
Farrah.
Just about as quintessential of a badass chick as you're going to get.
Egyptian. Former military security.
Oh, yeah.
With a rocket launcher and a jetpack.
Yes. Because it helps her provide security.
Yes, exactly.
From a distance.
Nothing says security like high explosives.
Yes.
And D.Va, the little tiny Korean girl in a giant mech.
Ex-programmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So lots of very diverse female characters
exactly.
in Overwatch.
So
yeah.
Overwatch, and of course, that's a first-person shooter that literally everyone is playing right now.
Yes. And really quickly, another first-person shooter, which we don't tend to think of as a first-person shooter, Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Borderlands.
For which the
very true.
For which the female characters were very, very strong and very compelling, especially
very
as the game progressed.
Yeah.
However,
the franchise
I will put
say.
Out that the female characters in the Borderlands series, all sirens, unless you downloaded...
Yep.
Well,
Gage.
And then in pre-sequel, they altered that a little bit, and they gave you two female characters, neither of which were sirens.
Yeah.
No, Athena
which,
and the other girl. I don't know. I really
Nisha.
I really only liked
Athena.
out of everyone in
Even
that
though
game.
You played as Nisha, and I...
well, I didn't know who she... I had to get to know them.
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were when I first started.
Well, anyway, yeah, no, but, like, I... Which... was interesting. I did like that move in pre-sequel. I have my feelings about pre-sequel, but I did appreciate that they gave us something a little different for the females.
Yes, but the other thing that I was going to branch, just to jump back towards, do we see maybe this shift continuing, or do we see it happening where there are more, there's more female representation in video games in terms of playable characters? Obviously, we're going to have to see what happens. The way I see it, it's ideally in terms of the way the industry goes, it's going to have to come down to giving customers what they want. And the fact of the matter is, honestly, unless you are a bit close-minded and ignorant of the market, the female gamer segment is just growing. And honestly, it's already there. In terms of representation, though, and accessibility, that's to be debated. And
it's
that's
there,
still improving.
It's getting louder.
It's getting louder, it's becoming more active. It's still it's not well represented or accessed, at least by publishers and developers and game makers. I do think that until it becomes such a strong, you know, demographic that these companies want to go after, obviously, to expand their customer base and give the customers what they want, as you should in a, you know, capitalist society, I do think that it's really going to be up to the innovator companies to do that, because you do have the big established AAA companies who are just used to the way things are, and they're going to go with the common denominator. The common denominator, unfortunately, is there are a lot of male gamers. They're young. They're stupid. I hate to say that, but to be completely honest, a lot of these big developed games that come out, they're catering to the lowest common denominator. They know you like to hit the dopamine button, which is boobies and guns. Which gets kind of irritating after a while. And I think we see that changing. And part of that, I think, is because we actually have a lot more independent or more innovative developers and creators getting into the industry, which is great. But I really do see those innovative companies who are really able to listen to the demographic, not just the common denominator or the easiest accessed segment of that target demographic, who listen to the whole community are going to be the ones who really need to pioneer that and bring that into, so that's a much more common thing.
Yeah, I want to build on what you were talking about. Being a business major, being a guy who's very interested in economics, I want to throw out my prediction that you're absolutely correct. These big companies, despite the video game industry being one of the most forward industries, I feel like the video game industry is also one of the most conservative industries simply because of the price tag. The budget of these games absolutely dwarfs even the biggest blockbuster movies.
Well, and I think it really parallels a trend in blockbuster movies, because one of the big things that's gotten talked about recently is why there aren't more female protagonists, and Rey from Star Wars got a lot of noise because of this, but it's because they think in general girls are so used to seeing boys as the protagonists, they'll go to a boy movie, girls or boys won't go to a girl movie, and that I think maybe, hopefully, one day will change.
But at the same time, because of the astronomical price tag,
mm-hmm.
these companies, you know, Activision, EA, Ubisoft, although Ubisoft is making strides in the right direction.
I like what Ubisoft is doing.
Actually. They're still going to look at this and say, we cannot have this fail. If this fails, this is a $600 million, $700 million, $800 million loss.
Don't want to take a risk.
You can't take a risk with that kind of money. So they are going to be much less inclined than, say, a Blockbuster or anything else to venture out into relatively unknown territory as far as a business-minded person is concerned.
So, I actually have a game that I am legitimately super excited for that is going against all of these things. There's this game coming out called Song of the Deep. If you haven't looked it up, definitely check it out. I'm going to try to make sure we get a link posted to a video about it, but it's put out by Insomniac, so guys who did Ratchet and Clank,
and
Sunset Overdrive, right? And basically they're putting together this game that uses the Metroidvania style, so 2D side-scrolling, Yeah, I know. I figure you're going to be pretty into this sort of game, but, you know, very puzzle sort of exploration-oriented, where you kind of go back and forth across the map sort of deal. And the whole story of it is that you play as this young girl who is searching for her father, who has been lost in one of these undersea cities, which he has told her about for years, but frankly, she thought he was lying about a lot of the stuff or embellishing. And so now she has to follow his stories to find him. This is tied very closely to the creative director. It's a story I think he told his daughter. I know it's very closely linked with their relationship, at least. And so here we have a story that is not only playing as a female character in a 2D side-scrolling game in this current generation with Metroidvania. Let's face it, none of these things are popular at the moment, but it's something that's getting put out. And it's an interesting experiment. I'm really curious to see how it does because, like, for one thing, I want to play it. It sounds awesome. It has a gorgeous aesthetic and really pretty soundtrack. It's the one thing that, when it does come onto this megaphone thing, I just sort of enjoy, like, it's, you know, like, yeah. But it looks really interesting, and, like, it... One thing, it's going to be sold for, like, $15 for a physical copy, and I think it's the same price for the digital, and...
That's strange.
Lo and behold, GameStop's the one that is producing it. So it's their first venture into production, like game production, and they're going to be partnering with a few companies, it sounds like, but this is their first big attempt. And I'm really curious to see how it does for the simple reason that this means GameStop is trying to listen to what people say in their stores for, like, why is everything... first-person shooter? Why aren't there games that girls can play? Why is everything rated M? Where are the games that challenge my mind and it's not just a give me a gun and shoot? And they're making a game out of that. Admittedly, they're letting somebody else run wild with it. But it sounds like, for the most part, they said, hey, you have a unique idea? We'll help you. And I'm curious to see how true that actually is and how well it does.
One thing that I wanted to point out is kind of interesting. We're talking about the industry moving more towards equal representation. It's kind of interesting in today's climate that there's a notable franchise that's actually moving backwards. What's interesting is Final Fantasy XV is actually taking a pretty big leap back. The Final Fantasy franchise, pretty much since its inception, has been really, really good about having equal numbers, or as close as possible to equal, or in general a substantial number of female characters in their games. Off the top of my head, the most imbalanced ratio I can think of is FF7, and even then, out of 9 party members, 3 of them are female, which in another game, only 1 or 2 of them probably would have been. FF5 in particular, actually 3/4 of the party is female by the end of the game. Anyway... For Final Fantasy XV, it's going to be an all-male party. And when...
Bros.
Yeah, and when pressed about it, the director at the time, Nomura, said, like, oh, well, it's friends on a road trip, so therefore they should all be boys, because they're, like, these teenagers who are friends going on a road trip together. And, like, I felt like that was kind of a limp-wristed excuse. I'm like, okay.
It's super funny because I had pretty equal number of guy friends to girlfriends, right?
Like, yeah,
and
like,
I probably would have wanted to go on a road trip with my guy friends.
Yeah, a bunch of friends are going on a road trip, therefore no girls allowed. What made it interesting was, after the fact, and he probably should have said something about this in the first place, and this still doesn't entirely excuse it, but after the fact, we find out the reason why it's all men is because technically they're going out for his bachelor party before he gets married.
Well, then that makes more
sense.
That
would have just made sense.
Yeah, that makes a ton of
sense. That would have made a little bit more sense.
You could have said...
At the same time,
well,
there were women at my bachelor party, but whatever.
Like, you know, the tradition for bachelor parties is for it to be all guys, right? But
they're going on a road trip to his wedding, so it's like his last road trip with his bros before he gets married.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could have just said that, or he could have, if he didn't want to spoil the whole bachelor party aspect to it, he could have said, like, it's specifically
a bros weekend.
Or whatever you
want.
Joke-a-bros.
Yeah. On top of that, I'm going to throw out two suggestions. One, and the one which I think is the most likely, is that a scriptwriter came to him and said, here is the script for the game. And he said, okay. And the scriptwriter had just written about this bros weekend, and he didn't care because he wanted to make the game. That makes the most sense to me. The second thing is, as a franchise with as storied of a history as Final Fantasy, where it's really been good about integrating, I'm more than willing to leave the jury out until we get the game and we say, okay, this character works as a male, 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 and they work together to bring together this story.
Well,
okay, I would be okay with that. You know, we'll see what happens, though. I'm more than happy to hold judgment until the game comes out.
I think, just because we are running a little long, I'm going to make one final point and then lead us into our lightning round, because actually that leads really well into my point, and then the lightning round. It's a really great transition. Good job, Jeff.
Yay.
The actress Gina Davis did a... who I don't always agree with on everything, but she had an essay a while back on two steps to make Hollywood less sexist. And here are her two steps. Take a script, find a character, change their name to a girl's name. And her second step was, when you have a crowd shot, just include in that crowd shot, half the crowd is male, half the crowd is female. The second rule was because they found that crowd shots were weirdly overwhelmingly male.
Yeah.
But the second, like, the first step was actually really interesting, because if you're taking a random character and changing their gender, you'll usually find that their gender did not matter to the plot, especially with side characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give you side characters.
And that will... But, I mean, even sometimes main characters. Look at Ripley and Aliens. Like,
true.
An alien in the Alien franchise. But the thing is that when you take that character that originally the writer thought of as a man, that character can be female, but they might not have written the character the same way as female because of their preconceived notions of what a woman would be like. And so you'll get a character who people will think, oh, that's cool and different, I haven't seen that before, and it's just because it's someone who was originally written as a man but could just as easily be a woman.
Very true.
And I think that leads into our lightning round question. That's not always true. Sometimes changing a character's gender would actually change the feel of a game.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, let's screw with a game and gender bend somebody. What game would change best... or most interestingly...
most noticeably.
if you change the genders. Connor.
I think you'd see the most jarring shift in character development and overall tone if you were to gender bend Duke Nukem.
Yes!
Actually, I think...
I love it.
How many? Raise your hand, guys, and I'll take a quick count. Who had Duke Nukem?
Everybody
had
Duke
Nukem.
Literally
all
of us
had
Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you went first?
I thought I was so smart, because I didn't even think of that right away. I was like, who did... ooh, Duke Nukem. He's good. Of course.
He's perfect.
Yeah. No, I mean, like... God, he's such a freaking sexist the entire time. I would love to see, don't change any of the script except for obvious references to, like, sucking his cock or anything. I'm not sure how often
balls
he actually...
of steel.
Yeah.
No, you don't even have to change that.
Keep balls of steel.
That's just your ovaries.
Yeah.
Ovaries of steel.
Well, no. Don't even say ovaries. Maybe change it to gonads.
There you go.
Tubes of titanium.
No, but, like... maybe take out direct references
exactly
to penis.
Exactly the same. Like, because I've
balls
heard...
Balls of steel. Like, that, I've heard that women, lady's got balls,
yeah.
Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, like, take out any direct references to penis. That's it.
That's all you do.
That's
yeah.
all
just
you do.
Just as sexist.
Just as sexist.
So not even, like, objectifying men?
No.
But
no,
still
no,
objectifying
no.
women?
No.
No, still objectifying women, because she's just... You know, like Duke
really
Newcomb. Duke
Newcomb.
Yeah.
Duchess Newcomb.
Yeah. No, I like Duke.
I love how this was Connor's idea and you're the one who's running with it. Just throwing that out
it's
there.
It's because I had it written right here
oh,
and
yeah,
I had it all in my head.
No. I'm just teasing you. Grant, what do you think?
Well, did we want to do what everyone said or do we want to go? Because didn't all of us come up with multiples?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I had a few.
Let's keep going around?
Yeah. Keep going
okay,
around.
Right. Well, let's see. I think the one that I think... I'll do my serious one first. One thing would actually be interesting. I would like to see a Deus Ex game with Adam Jensen swapped into a female role.
I thought
because,
about too.
Yeah.
Because Deus Ex was, like, Adam Jensen's story is such of the generic, like... I'm dark and tortured. I
never
asked
for
this. I have to go save Megan. Like, swapping that into, you know, so that
the
it wasn't...
The dark and tortured girl. Like,
yeah, but, like...
I never asked for this.
But, like, changing it... I think that would be an opportunity, then, to change it into a less stereotypical story in the first place.
And more... A hardcore look at plastic surgery.
Yeah, you could totally... I mean, it already kind of is that. But it,
it
could
is.
Be even more that if you went into the whole, like, unrealistic beauty standards thing, if you wanted to go that
yeah,
direction.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a female name for Adam Jensen... Anna Jensen. Anna Jensen has no control of what happens
like,
to her body.
I
yeah.
feel like
absolutely.
Anna...
Oh, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, man.
Absolutely. She never asked for this.
No.
And then also, like, so that on the philosophical level, Deus Ex always gets that would be interesting.
You could actually go pretty deep with that.
You could totally. On the surface level, I think it'd just be cool because we don't really have... I mean, I guess we kind of do. I guess Metroid kind of is. But we don't really have a game where you get to strut around and kick things ass as, like, a bionically enhanced superwoman. Like, I want my Ghost in the Shell game, and that would give it to me.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm a little miffed, because you stole my first one, and you stole my second one.
Sorry.
So, I'm just
okay,
gonna stick
pause.
With my...
This is why we didn't all give all of ours first.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would get any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm just gonna stick with my third option. This was my funny option, because my serious option was definitely Deus Ex. I'd love to see Anna Jensen. I think that'd be fascinating, especially after what you two said. But... In terms of more entertaining, I want to see keep the hulking muscles, keep the testosterone, keep John DiMaggio as the voice actor.
God, yeah.
This is my second choice.
Markina Phoenix.
Markina.
I really want to see Dom and a female rendition of Marcus Phoenix broing out, and I want to see, you know... The borderline lesbian relationship for the first two games, and then downright lesbian relationship for the third one with Markina and your IQ officer Anya, and I think that would be just utterly fantastic. I think it'd be great.
Or Marcia Phoenix.
Marcia Phoenix. There you go.
See, I was gonna pick a Gears character. I'm gonna gender swap the Coltrane.
Jeff's mouth
yeah,
just hanging
open. For those of you listening at home, Jeff's jaw is like on the floor right now.
Yeah, I like that idea. God damn it.
I think you'd have to change it up though, so instead of referencing what, like the male jazz artist, you'd have to find some female jazz artist with a simple
Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, you'd have to somehow
can't stop the Fitzgerald.
They'd figure it out.
They're
good at their job.
Jessica.
Alright. So, I'm happy that so far only Duke Nukem was taken off my list. I have a couple, and I'll wait until we go around again to give the others, but the one that I literally thought of right before we started the lightning round that I was like, yes to. So, Grand Theft Auto 5 had a very interesting array of characters. One of the most interesting aspects was that we had, you know... midlife crisis men, you know, like, admittedly, they're white guys with the stubble, but they are over the hill, as it were.
They are definitely over the hill.
Right?
Yeah.
They've seen better days.
One of which
have.
Is fucking batshit. I want Trevor to be female. Right?
I would
like
to
like,
see that.
You know, not so much the male pattern baldness thing going, but just, like,
the obvious, like, hair dye job that was done, like, 3 years ago, and it's just grown out.
Really
kinda
bad
looks
fake
like
man.
Pennsitucky.
Actually, yeah, maybe a little like Pennsitucky from
Orange
is the
New
Black.
But crazier.
But and maybe mixed a little bit with Pam from Stardew Valley.
And kind of mixed a little bit with Pam from Archer.
Yeah, like all of these things. And then just, but so that's the image I have of this beautiful woman. And for some reason, I'd want to leave the name Trevor.
Well, granted that the character is Trevor, I don't think you could necessarily call her a beautiful woman. Granted that Trevor
beautiful
is
creature.
Not a
beautiful creature.
Beautiful creature. I'll give you that. But Trevor is not a beautiful man.
No.
And
I just don't think
he would translate to a beautiful woman.
I think it could lead to a really interesting relationship, too, between Trevor and Michael. Because there is this already, like, kind of weird tension there. That is obviously we are brothers in this job together, but imagine if there had been that little spark and that bit of resentment from the fact that he chose to stay with his wife, who is crazy for other reasons.
Yes. And I'm actually envisioning the dynamic with Franklin.
Yeah.
Because suddenly you've got a father dynamic with Michael, and you could have
a
mother
dynamic. Fucked up mother
dynamic
with Trevor.
Not
Trevor.
Trevorina.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
no,
God.
No. I'm
stay
dead serious. It stays Trevor. Like, had that kind of fucked up life, right?
Yeah.
Like, Franklin never even mention his mom. He lives with his aunt.
Yeah.
No, I know, which is why I think it would
there
be...
There is no mother figure in his life as far
exactly.
as we
exactly.
know.
Yeah.
Other than
now
the
there's
aunt.
Trevor.
Now there's Trevor.
Now there's Trevor. Yeah.
Only Trevor.
Only Trevor.
Yeah.
Okay. Cartoon Trevor.
Trev mom is best mom.
I'm glad you guys didn't take mine, because I only have one left. Dead or Alive volleyball, guys.
Oh.
Just Dead or Alive extreme beach volleyball with all dudes.
Yeah.
Yes. I would play
realistic dick physics.
Yeah,
yes.
No, but I mean, like, I don't even need that. I just want them all to be wearing, like, little bikini tops over nothing.
No. Keep the costuming the same.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I want realistic junk physics where the package goes flopping around.
No,
I want that, too.
They're just moving around even though the character isn't standing still. They're just kind of, like, floating. Of I don't even Jessica, you were talking about this, of like the whole sexualization idea. Like, if it's just as bad for men, it might not even be as bad. Like that could be enjoyable. I would honestly play that.
I'd play that.
But the whole tone of it is it's supposed to be fun. I really want to see freeform junk physics now.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to give a shout out. It's probably a little quieter now, but it was fun a few years ago. A website called I think it's a Tumblr even. The Hawkeye Initiative.
The Hawkeye Initiative.
Which
basically
takes gratuitous, overly sexualized female characters from comics, and then redraws the same pose with Hawkeye.
I approve.
I remember that because I remember when the first Avengers came out. Like,
that
sort of resurfaced, and it was a beautiful thing.
So Connor, do you have another one?
No, not really. I did come up with one more idea that was honestly just kind of a shot in the dark since I'm. Well, actually, no. I think it would make it would be one of those cases where I don't think it really mattered what the gender was, because the character itself is kind of a bit of a blank slate, really, to be completely honest. At least in the games, when you get into the lore, maybe not so much. But I had Master Chief.
I also had Master Chief. Actually,
not as great an example, because there are actually quite a few compelling Spartan females, at least in the lore, not really in the games. In the
Kelly.
Games, yeah, in the
Kelly.
Games, and she wasn't even in Reach, right? It was Kat.
I don't remember Reach.
Yeah.
I forget about Reach.
That's the best choice.
Yeah.
But there was Kat, I think her name was. Yeah, it was Kat in Reach, who has the robo arm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in the books there was Kelly, who's the sniper.
Oh, she was so cool.
She was cool.
Well, not only was she the sniper, she was the fastest of the Spartans.
Yes.
Yeah.
She
you had fast. You had they had one guy who was the smartest, they had another guy who was the toughest, they had another guy who was the best with, like, a rifle, and then they had
one
Kelly.
Had the power of heart.
Yes. Well,
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
He's really, he doesn't have any area in which he stands out solely. He's just
That he is the one who always wins.
Yeah.
And
so he's Batman.
Catherine
Halsey explains
that as he is the one who is lucky.
Yeah, he's the power of luck.
Yeah.
he has the right drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the right in the right just general skill and
yeah.
control over himself to get it done.
Yeah.
And that's really you could flip that.
Oh, you absolutely could.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make a much, very different relationship with him and Cortana.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not going to gender swap Cortana?
I wouldn't.
No, I
think it could
be.
Cortana's character works really well as a female. You don't play as Cortana.
It could be interesting. It could be interesting to have Cortana be a male character as a swap, but there's something. It was a conversation completely outside of video games where it's interesting how many AIs are female, and it's because they're nurturing and safe.
Yep.
More people feel more comfortable.
And then it's darker when they turn not nurturing and safe.
Like yeah. Letters. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
neurotoxin.
So it's. I think actually Cortana is female regardless does fit. Because of that, it would be interesting to have a male, but it wouldn't have the same effect in a lot of ways.
So I had two more. One of them from Overwatch: make Tracer male, but keep the controversial booty pose.
Absolutely,
all right,
without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah, male Tracer with the booty pose. Only if you keep the booty pose.
Yeah, 100%.
And then the other one I would love to see. I would actually play the shit out of this. It's a franchise that lost its way pretty much immediately. I want to see the fourth game in the Army of Two franchise.
Oh, man.
Except replace Salem and Rios with female characters and really, really, really play up the, like, yeah, girl power just as much as the original games played up the dude
bros,
bro.
Bros.
Well, yeah, because in the first game, they're almost like frat brothers.
Yeah, maybe
they're
like super frat
making
bros.
Sorority sisters.
So, yeah, so I would make it like super sorority sisters, like totally spies, like... super, super, super hyper girly. Let's go out and like buy shoes after this and get our nails done.
Can I take a break?
Yeah, sure. And then they drop down their helmets and gun down 20 dudes. It'd be great.
That does sound great.
Yeah, I'd play it.
Can I take a moment to say 100% seriously, I would actually play a Totally Spies
game. I would play a Totally Spies game.
100% I would play a Totally Spies
game. I don't actually know why that was the first example that came to my head because I've never actually seen an episode of Totally Spies.
Oh, it's a terrible show. It's awful.
They actually kind of are almost like the Army of Two squad just because that's what they just go out and just. They do ops. That's it. But they're just high school girls who are friends at the same time.
Yeah. I actually thought of another one while we were going. Just all the stimulating conversation, guys. I want to see Jack from BioShock specifically because, sure, he's a faceless protagonist who doesn't say anything, but specifically, 1960s was a very different time, and the game is set in the 1960s. Very different father-daughter dynamic that you could get between Jill, I guess, between Jill and Andrew Ryan. You could have a lot of fun with that, and you could have some interesting stuff with Fontaine, some interesting stuff with Atlas, both before and after the reveal.
Little sisters?
You could get a great...
And at the end, instead of getting dressed up as a big daddy, you could turn into a big sister.
True.
That's true.
It could be the precursor to the big sister.
But honestly, the little sisters, they probably would... Well, I don't know. Because since they've been indoctrinated a bit,
yeah.
They do trust the big daddies more than anyone else. I would
absolutely.
Say, but normally you would expect, just because of the way children act, they would feel more safer or more comfortable around a female than a man.
They absolutely would. And I'd also like to see the change in the relationship between the little sisters, you and Tenenbaum.
Because
Tenenbaum is very much the mother figure, and here you come, and you're the one rescuing them.
Right.
And suddenly Tenenbaum might not be as friendly. I feel like you could just rework the game
or
in
she
a
might be more
very interesting way. She could be.
Yeah.
But I remember her specifically... Actually, you're right, because she was specifically talking about how she was horrified that these little sisters had awoken her maternal instinct, and here you could come along taking that off of her.
Yeah.
So she could be thankful for that, but she could also find herself being jealous.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's a lot of room for character exploration and growth there.
That'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
So I had one more, and that was Prince of Persia. I would like to see the Princess of Persia.
Princess of Persia.
Okay.
Yeah. So Prince of Persia is a sadly long-dead series that I would like to see come back, but... Particularly, I was intrigued by the cell-shaded Prince of Persia.
We'll get a
so
sequel
cool.
one day!
No, we won't,
I
man.
Thought it was really cool. I don't know why people didn't like it
anyway,
so much.
Anyway, point is, I really like the Prince of Persia series, and, I mean, yeah, it's another sort of puzzle platformer run along walls and parkour, but it was unoriginal, and it would be interesting to have that nameless hero... as a female character saving a princess, or maybe another prince who... I'd like, just totally gender swap, sure, why not? But, like, it's always... this prince comes in and saves the princess using the powers of parkour and whatever magical item he's found and kill demons. So it would be interesting to have that gender swap, just because I love the series, and it would be fun to have the nameless chick.
I do have one more. We could clear up a lot of confusion and mistaken gender identities if we just threw some lipstick on Kirby.
All right, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I think that's the episode, guys. Thanks for joining us while we talk about gender in gaming, a potential minefield. I think we cleared it.
We did a good job.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any opinions, feel free to give us a shout out on any of our social media platforms, which Connor will throw out in a second. But thanks for listening. I'm Paige.
I'm Connor.
I'm Grant.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jessica.
And we're Volcano Baked Meat. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and check out our official blog at volcanobakemeat.wordpress.com. If you like the Volcano Baked Meat podcast, let us know by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher.com. It helps us out a lot, and we appreciate it. Thanks.